Dog Days listeners. This is Chuck Tomasi. It is August 8th. It's 8/8/2019. And this is the 8th day of the Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge. You can find out more about that at dogdaysofpodcasting.com. Where's my bell? You know, I had it here a second ago. I need one on this particular rack. There we go. Darn sound effects. They're never where you want them. So this is my challenge of the month, is to digitize some of my vinyl collection. I'd say if I got through all 30 of these, I'd probably get, glancing at the pile of records, maybe a quarter of it. So there's probably over 100 albums here. I know that's not a lot, but in today's terms, hey, who else do you know that has 100 vinyl records hanging around? And each day I'm going to try and bring you one that has been digitized. I had a little bit of a backlog that started in July, but I have not been doing well. So I'll have to get a few on the weekend and try and stay ahead of the curve. It is... not sure what happened to the music there. Oh, that's what it's supposed to do. I never really listened to that, because when I'm on Auphonic, I don't even hear that. So once the song is done, I am going to play you a clip, and there we go. Album today is... See if you can guess it. It's probably going to take you a while. It's a slow start, but it's a classic start. This is Motley Crue's Shout at the Devil. I did not buy this. I think this came from my younger brother. Yes, the one who is the chief of police in Carmel, California. When he went into the army, he left me a pile of vinyl, and I think this was one of them. I'm pretty sure. Pretty sure. So let's just skip to, you know, the song that everybody knows. There we go. Shout at the Devil. Yeah, that's a classic of the 80s. This is from 1983, believe it or not. And I did a little quick research before I turned on the microphone. And Vince Neil is 58. Nikki Sixx is 60. These guys were actually pretty young when they started. From 1983, you know, I was 22? He was born in 61, so he was only slightly older than me. That's what's crazy is, you know, you think these rocker guys are older, and they're really not sometimes. Sometimes they are. And, yeah, they really started young. Of course, the all-black cover with the black pentagram on it, Shout at the Devil, open it up, and there's four very large pictures of the band members. Nikki Sixx with his... now comical hair. It looks more like Cher on a bad hair day from the 80s. Vince Neil, Mick Mars, and of course Tommy Lee. And they're wearing all their leather torn up fishnet, whatever it is. It's rather humorous to look at these days. Very time stamped. They were a hard rock up. It's funny because they don't, at least Vince Neil didn't look like that. He certainly doesn't look like that today. Go on Wikipedia or look for some Vince Neil pictures recently. Not even close. But songs on this are in the following. In the Beginning / Shout at the Devil. That's a little intro that started to play and then cut off. Looks That Kill, followed by Bastard, followed by Knock 'em Dead Kid. Sorry, Knock 'em Dead Kid. Danger, Too Young to Fall in Love, Helter Skelter, Red Hot, 10 Seconds. 10 Seconds to Love. I'm not doing great on the titles tonight. 10 Seconds to Love. God Bless the Children of the Beast. So, I know a lot of my friends were listening to this at the time. I was not. I don't know what compelled my brother to buy this, because I wouldn't have pegged him as a metalhead. Maybe I'll have to give it back to him at some point. Go, here, I'm done. You can have your records back. he probably didn't want them back. May not even have a way to... I'll have to ask him. Hey, Paul, you still got a turntable? And that is pretty much it. We've got Shout at the Devil, title track from that song. This was often requested at the roller rink, but of course could not play it given the rules that I explained a few nights ago. So it is what it is. I don't know that I would, rank it up there as you know, a favorite, but I would definitely say it's a classic piece from the 80s. If you haven't been listening to your 80s music, Motley Crue belongs on there. This was, I believe, I'm not certain, but I believe this was their breakout album at the time. Michael Butler could probably do me more, could do this more justice than I could, because this was just a passing, hey, look what I got in my collection. I think I will listen to it. Yep, didn't listen to it much then, but told you, eclectic collection, and that's what you're going to get. So with that, I am going to sign off and take out the garbage and recycle, because it's Thursday night, and I will talk to you again tomorrow. Till then, take care. Bye. 101.